The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with assistance from New Zealand On Air. Well, 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 if it wasn't another little technical difficulty. Got cut off. A little technical difficulty. What do you know, I get in early to try and do something and I go and turn the screen off. You'd think I was a bit more tech savvy than that, but no, I'm not. Ah, well.
Mama, she has taught me well, told me when I was young, son, your life's an open book. Don't close it for it's done. The brightest flame burns quickest. That's what I heard her say. Son's heart sold to mother, but I must find my way. Let my heart go. Let your son.
My heart go. Let your
Yo, what is good? I'm Tony Tomorrow. This is Fresh FM broadcasting across the top of the south and streaming all over the planet. FreshFM.net and accessmedia.nz app. Yes, I can't escape that. Yes. Today's episode is on... Wait, did I just say the start already? Did I say it that naturally that it just does that? Anyway, today's episode is on the big day out. It was quite a big thing, no pun intended. When I was growing up, and there was quite a few that I missed. For instance, all of them. There was many I was going to go to, and actually that one there was Metallica with Mama Said. Metallica turned up in one of them many, many years after it started. Big Day Out was an annual music festival held in 5 Australian cities, Sydney, Melbourne, Gold Coast, Adelaide and Perth, and as well as Auckland in New Zealand. It ran from, I believe, 1992. It came to New Zealand in 94, and the last one, I believe, was 2014, was the last of the Big Day Out. They were going to continue on, but I'll tell you some more history and bits and pieces. So I'm pretty much going to be focusing on, oh, what year was I even talking about? That was the whole point of that segment there, which is, I believe it was 2004, I'm going to say. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yep, got it right. Should have just said it with confidence, it would have been fine. So 2004, I had the chance to go to Big Day Out, and once again, I passed on it. Metallica was playing. I have missed Metallica many, many times. Probably about 6 times by now in my life. So I will be playing a couple of songs from the year 2014 that was only at the Auckland show, and I think the next one I'm going to play is The Darkness with Love Is Only a Feeling. So they also turned up. Before I get to that, actually, Metallica was headlining that, but there was a lot of big names, but more on that as I come back. You're listening to Tomorrow here on Fresh.
Be all and all, love is all you feel.
Drifting away.
go. That was from the same year, actually. It was Love Is Only a Feeling by The Darkness. This sort of thing was, that would have been great to go see. I missed it, but that's what you get, right? So this is all about Big Doubt. It actually came about because, what was it? It was conceptualized after the Violet Femmes announced a tour of Australia. Promoters Ken West and Vivian Lees sought after other acts, middle-level support for the band's tour, and they succeeded in securing Nirvana to play. So I guess they kind of carried on and did a lot more from that. So I want to play some Nirvana, but I had a bit of technical difficulties at the start, which was fine. That thing happens. There was a lot of controversy with a few bits and pieces with Big Doubt. I just remember it was such a big deal when I was younger. I always wondered what happened to it, and researching for this show here, I realised there was a lot of things behind the scenes that no one really knew about. There was a lot of things that, in front of the scenes, in fact, that people did know about. There was, in fact, there was a death in a mosh pit while Limp Bizkit was playing. Another one towards the end of the whole Big Day Out events run was someone OD'd on ecstasy. So I think there was a few things that kind of was, you know, it's not very good to have those things happen at such a big festival. But I don't believe that was why it finished. The partnership between Ken West and Vivian Lees was dissolved in 2011. And Lees sold his stake to an American festival promoter, C3 Presents. And in early June 2014, they attained full ownership of the Big Day Out. And later on in June, they announced it was not going ahead for 2015. Which, you know, who knows what happened there. That's as much information as I have found. And as much information as I've gone out my way to find. But I want to play another one I would have liked to have gone and seen was The Streets. You know, it's quirky. It's a particular taste, I guess. But the song is called Blinded by the Light. So The Streets came the year after, so 2005, to Auckland. I'm listening to tomorrow here on Fresh.
That's the one, oi. How did he not find a baggie with his hand in my shoe? Way too close for me. Oh well, at least they allowed me through. Should be a good night in here. Ramo in the main room. People keep pushing me though. No reception on the phone. And I'm thinking,
lights are blinding my eyes.
They said they'd be here, they said. They said in the corner. And I'm thinking,
people pushing by. Then walking off into the night.
He's looked well speckled, a bit green and blue. Freezes well cheap though, so I'll take three if I need to. Right, I'm on a plan. I wish the bouncers would go away. Borrow water off this man, here goes nothing, okay? And I'm thinking,
lights are blinding my eyes.
Oh, that's proper rain, that tastes like hairspray. And I'm thinking,
people pushing by. Then walking off into the night.
I hate coming to the entrance just to get bars on my phone. You have no new messages, so why haven't they phoned? Menu write message, so where are you and Simone? Send message Dan's number, where have they gone? And I'm thinking,
lights are blinding my eyes.
Why's the message pending? Where the fuck are you? And I'm thinking,
people pushing by. Then walking off into the night.
Brandy or beer, water's a good idea. I wish that bar lady would appear and come serve over here. Where the fuck could they be? Still not over in the corner. This night's a tragedy. I keep thinking I saw her. And I'm thinking,
lights are blinding my eyes.
No, that's not them. That's not them either. And I'm thinking,
people pushing by. Then walking off into the night.
I'm still not feeling anything. This has gotta be a dud. It's been ages since I necked it. I smoked 6 tabs to the knob. Belly's not even tingling. I just feel a bit pissed. No one looks like mingling. I can't see her or him, and I'm thinking,
lights are blinding my eyes.
I'm gonna do another, I think. Yeah, one more, these are shit. And I'm thinking,
people pushing by, then walking off into the night.
These toilets are a piss tape. Queue's bigger than the door. Gotta get rid of this pill taste. What are they chatting so much for? Glad I'm not a girl in this place. They'll be here till dawn. Sure, my belly's tingling a bit. Something's happening, I'm sure. And I'm thinking,
lights are blinding my eyes.
Maybe I shouldn't have done the second one. I feel all fidgety and warm.
People pushing by, then walking off into the night.
Everything in the room's spinning. I think I'm gonna fall down. My heart's beating too quick. I'm fucking tripping out. I wonder whether they got in. Turned away, no doubt. Who cares, this is a tune coming in. That one noise is like, I'm thinking,
lights are blinding my eyes.
My eyes are rolling back. I'm rubbing my thighs with my hand. And I'm thinking,
people pushing by, then walking off into the night.
Yeah, yeah, they cheer. Can they see my hand in the air? I need to wave them over here. I swear Simone's kissing Dan. My head's twisted severe. Bodies rushing everywhere. They could have texted me when they were near, but I'm fucked and I don't care.
Lights are blinding my eyes.
What was I thinking about? Oh, who cares?
People pushing by,
totally fucking,
then walking off into the night.
Stand. This is fucking amazing.
Yeah, that was The Streets, Blinded by the Lights. He's got a, I'm pretty sure you'd remember his song, Foot and You Know It. He just has his English accent out there, going away with everything he does. So with the big day out, it started off, there's talks about the complexity and the growth by 2010. So it started in 1992. In 1993, there was a crew of 70 people that crossed Australia. By 2010, the festival consisted of 700 people. Lees goes on to highlighting the increased needs of Australian bands in his explanation. You're more confident about what you're doing, you have some gratis, but at the same time, because you're having more and more expectations put on them by everyone, the complexities are increasing. Even the Aussie band that used to take 5 or 6 people on the road, now are taking 11. 11 seems to be the magic number. But I mean, that's the thing, right? I know, I can't remember, I haven't got it set up here, but I read another piece that towards the end of kind of the festivals, it might have been dying out a little bit, where there was quite a major loss on the whole side of what they're putting forward and what they're getting back. Quite a few people, I think there was different controversies between people cancelling last minute. I know there was something said about Blur cancelling for, I think, one of the shows. I thought it was like, I'm sure I said 2016, but it was cancelled and like it finished up in 2014. Must have been another one. I'll try and look a bit more. What I want to do now is play another song. It would have slingshotted a lot of people's careers to be able to play something like that. I guess you've got all the other festivals now that go on. You know, they had the ones in Nelson that didn't end up being in Nelson this year. But, you know, you get on a stage with thousands of people, you've got to go somewhere with it. Must be pretty good and a good feeling, you know. You've got to keep taking it on. So this next band is one that's been around for ages that I've missed out on a lot of times. I've got to get out more. This one is Salmonella Dub with Problems. You're listening to Tomorrow here on Fresh. Thank you.
problem wants to be gone. Velo is king, ain't listening. Got a problem, wants to be gone.
That was, who was that? Salmon Allard Dub with Problems. I believe they were there the same year Metallica was going to be there. There were so many bands. I'll return back to how many bands shortly, but Blur was actually signed up to headline the 2014 festival, and they cancelled 8 weeks prior to the commencement of the first of the 2014 Big Day Out shows. It was said that the people that were running Big Day Out, they had tried to secure Blur for about 14 years. They considered them a white whale act. It was always in a long negotiation. They were always going to be a headliner, but they just couldn't get it together, and they weren't connecting as a band, apparently. So I think I'll put on a classic from Blur. I always remember this one from, like, video clips on, I don't know, probably RTR Countdown or something. I don't know, something way back when television was television and not smart. This is Blur Song 2. You can check it out on SingStar as well. Oh yeah, this is tomorrow, and we're doing a Big Day Out episode today. There's been a lot of bits and pieces. If you go through and read it all up, there's a lot of things that go on. Like, there's always a lot to organise and to run events, all the people behind the scenes. You know, I've been involved in a few of the smaller things that happen around the world, which is just a Nelson, I guess, arts festival being one. And you see everything that kind of goes into it, even from just organising, you know, just the conversations to and from between people can do a lot for an event, you know, from that initial conversation all the way through to, you know, their accommodation, like, you know, or, you know, after the conversation of talking to them, you pick them up at the airport, you know, where they go to, how they're treated as guests of a festival of some kind, you know, how the venue is. You know, and so on and so forth, and it really puts out, it takes a lot of effort to kind of just really put your best foot forward, and Big Day Out was quite a big thing. There was 19, Big Day Out in Auckland was 19 times, and just in Auckland, the set lists were of 542 different artists. So, I mean, that's over 19 years. It started off as a single stage, and I think it got to three main stages I remember, you know, there was the I heard a lot of stories about the tents where all the electronic, all the doof was happening, and just the sweat was apparently just pouring off the roof. You know, that's all in the moment and stuff. I don't think you'd have that sort of thing now, not just because of the way that things are ran, but also, you know, I mean, people will probably put that up on social media and be like, oh, look at this gross stuff. Back then, people just kind of, you know, they drank it. That, not going to say it, put it any different, you know, like you're around a lot of sweaty people in this little circus tent with bits and pieces. But to kind of segue from that, I know the Chemical Brothers were at one of them, and the Chemical Brothers always enjoyed a lot of their music. I'm pretty sure they were in one of the zones there. This song is called Galvanize. You're listening to Tomorrow, I'm Tony Tomorrow, and this is the Big Day Out special.
We'll be right back. time has come to world. The time has come to world. My finger is on the button. My finger is on the button. My finger is on the button.
Push the button.
Don't hold back, eh? Galvanized by the Chemical Brothers, who were at the Big Day Out as headline acts in 2005. That would have been, I guess, those. I mean, there's so many acts. I am looking at the list. I think the biggest list might have been in 2011. I'm not sure, but I think the first list from the very first Big Day Out in 1992. Is a very short list. I think it's about 20. Maybe. Give or take. So the stages, there was, start off with one stage, ended up featuring seven or eight stages depending on the venue. And it was all sorts of, you know, all sorts. Talking in crowd sizes for each venue. In 2014, the crowd size for Auckland was 40,000. That was at Western Springs Stadium. Gold Coast in Carrera Stadium was 35,000. Melbourne at Flemington Racecourse was 50,000. Adelaide Wavell Showgrounds, 30,000. But the biggest was Sydney. Sydney Showgrounds Stadium with 150,000. That was, you know, more than that. Just the amount of acts that went there was massive. I mean, we've got things happening in New Zealand now that are trying to bring lots of things. But I guess it's just the regularity, right? If you have it for, what was it, however many years, can't count, 19 years, something like that, you know, you're going to have a big list of people and it's just going to get bigger and bigger. Like, there's so much on this whole list that I want to play. I was quite prepared until I wasn't tonight, so I have kind of just thrown a few bits and pieces that I knew were, that I already had information on, but you know, like Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, The Prodigy, Marilyn Manson, Foo Fighters, Metallica, Tool, The Offspring, Neil Young, Red Hot Chili Peppers, these are all just like, you know, the bigger names, but there's also quite a lot of like New Zealand acts. Like, I know Minwe went 1 year towards the end there. There's a lot. I mean, there was always different artists going to different places. You know, some people, a lot of them would only play in one venue. They wouldn't travel with the whole thing. A lot of them would travel the whole way. But you know, like Kids of 88, they played. I'm looking at all these lists and realizing that was, what was that, 2011. It's 13 years ago. And it doesn't seem that far ago, you know, like 13 years. I guess it wasn't that long ago. Yeah, maybe. Maybe. I didn't realise it was still going then. To be honest, I don't know when it stopped until I started looking into it. But, yeah, like, Minwe was there, Quora was there, Jen Wigmore, House of Shem. There's just, you know, a lot. Just, there's too many. There's way too many. I do believe 2010 and 11 was the lists were getting longer and longer as it was. So let's get on to another bit of music. I am going to play. I don't really get to play Tool a lot, or I haven't in the past. I mean, now I've got quite a few reasons to be able to play it, so I'm going to play it. This is The Pot by Tool, and you're listening to Tomorrow, the Big Day Out edition, I guess you can call it.
Who are you to wave your finger? You must have been out your hair. I hold deep in muddy waters, you practically raised the dead. Rob the grave to snow the cradle, then burn the evidence down. Soapbox, house of cards and glass, so don't go tossing your stones around. You must have been.
Foot and mouth and head up
Always a good excuse to play some Tool. So this is the Big Day Out edition of Tomorrow. I've been reading back through my notes. So the amount of people that the crowd sizes, I'm not too sure if that's how much it can hold or whether that's how much it did hold, because there's a bit of conflicting evidence here, because in 2014, with an interview, it was said that, I mean, this is probably why it stopped happening, right? They sold 50% of tickets that they sold for the 2013 event. And apparently the Perth leg of the festival was, well, detrimental to the festival. It was, I think, there's a bit of a figure here saying that $10 million was lost. So, I mean, once it starts kind of getting like that, I don't know. I'm not an event organiser. But yeah, financial catastrophe to say the least. And that was in 2014. I guess that was the last year that it happened. Yeah, Tool, what? Going back to Tool. Don't worry about that stuff. I think Tool played in 2007. I believe there was quite a few acts that actually went to and from my scene. The Streets was also played in 2007, so that was two or three years after the last time they played there. I'm going to play one of PJ Harvey's from, in 2003, PJ Harvey was there. This song is called Down by the Water. You listen to it tomorrow here on Fresh.
I lost my heart under the bridge to that little girl. So much to me, and now I moan, and now I holler. She'll never know just what I found.
That's pretty much it. I'm going to play a song in the background here. This is Nirvana, Something in the Way. But yeah, that was pretty big, wasn't it? Big Day Out was a huge thing. When it first came out on the scene, was that 94? I was not old enough to go to it. I believe the first time I heard of tickets getting sold, I think they were around $70. The next time I heard about tickets, they were 100 and something, and then it just kind of took off from there. Pretty sure they got quite high up there to a few $100s, and I know in, I think in Australia, the tickets were, I think they got up around $300. No, maybe not. I don't know. It's been gone, isn't it? I guess the whole point of this whole thing is to just make sure you go check out things while you can, because, you know, one day it's not going to be there. But the Big Day Out was a big, massive stamp in New Zealand history, I feel. There was so many, many different bands, as I say, you know, in the hundreds, just in New Zealand alone. Yeah, you can check out all different shows of mine online on Spotify, Apple iTunes, on the podcast, on, you know, accessmedia.nz app, also on the Fresh FM website. The next episode of this show will be, oh, what's coming up? Arts Festival. Nelson Arts Festival's coming up. I'll be doing some sound bits and pieces, I guess you could say, for DeVille's Music Hub. That's going to be a lot of fun. So next week I'll be doing a show, or not next week, 2 weeks time, or next week if you're listening to this on the repeat, or some other time if you're not. Yeah, so stay tuned for that one. Come and have a listen. I'm going to be playing all the bands. I won't do any history of the arts festival that I've been at. I know the list of who's going to be here, so I'll play, yeah, select few songs from each one. There's every time at the DeVille Hub Music Hub, there is local acts doing the warm-ups. So yeah, thank you very much for joining me tonight. I've been Tony Tomorrow. This has been Tomorrow. This has been the Big Day Out episode. Thank you very much for joining me. I will see you next tomorrow. I'm going to play this out for a little bit. The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.